Police group Blue Lives Matter drops jelly roll from Mar-a-Lago fundraiser event. By Warner Todd Houston on September 6, 2026. National police organization Blue Lives Matter has disinvited Jelly Roll from its fundraising event at Mar-a-Lago after the country singer told supporters of President Donald Trump during a Jimmy Kimmel Live monologue that he did not want them as fans and that they should stop listening to his music. The singer, whose real name is Jason Bradley DeFort, unleashed his invective toward Republicans, MAGA fans, and President Trump and his supporters while filling in on ABC for Kimmel. Jelly Roll blasted Trump for his part in the Freedom 250 Grand Prix, called the president a fat pig, and insinuated Trump is a racist. In subsequent days, Jelly Roll went even farther, and fans were not amused. Now, the backlash is continuing as the planners of the pro-police fundraiser have removed Jelly Roll from their guest performer list. The Police Tribune owner Kyle S. Reyes took to his X account on Friday to tell the singer, "We're done. You're fired," as he disinvited Jelly Roll as a participant for the event planned at Trump's resort on November 17. The event is a fundraiser for the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Foundation, a 501c3, that takes care of the families of wounded and fallen officers, Reyes wrote. "Our organization, which owns the largest police news outlet in the world, is running the event. We'll be joined by the heads of all of the federal law enforcement agencies, sheriffs, police chiefs and supporters." He then added, "We're formally withdrawing the invitation for Jelly Roll. As the owner of the company, I'm a proud Christian who actually studies the Bible. I'm a husband and a father of four little girls," Reyes continued. "And what I saw last week with this self-absorbed artist bashing President Trump and conservatives was not a man who walks in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. It was a man desperately seeking attention and relevancy from the very godless crowd that has categorically rejected his preaching. The man has lost his way. I don't hate him. I actually genuinely pity him," he added. "We're done. You're fired." On April 26, 2026, we made the mistake of sending a formal invitation to country artist Jelly Roll Roll to perform at this year's second annual Big Blue Bash at Mar-a-Lago, the home of President Trump. The event is a fundraiser for the federal law. pic.twitter.com/mdft5bry. Blue Lives Matter, at Blue Lives Matter, September 5, 2026. Jelly Roll believes in second chances. As a felon, he's been given one by the judicial system. He may not get one from his former audience. But what he really needs to seek now isn't forgiveness from President Trump or those who he attacked, but rather from the very God whom he snubbed his nose at while trying to boost his ratings," the message reads. "What you did wasn't strong or in love," Reyes railed. "It wasn't the actions of a man. It was the actions of a little boy seeking the approval of man. I'd encourage you to check your heart, brother. Don't let the ways of this world lead you astray. This isn't about politics. This is about knowing who you are as a man. And you have much to learn," he wrote, concluding with, "I very much look forward to honoring God at this gala. I wish you could be a part of it. But I believe that time would be much better spent with you diving into the Bible and finding out who you really are." Unfortunately, Jelly Roll continued digging his hole with his own fans as each night of Jimmy Kimmel Live continued during his week of guest hosting. After the inevitable backlash came from his mostly Christian and conservative fans, the son of a sinner singer later doubled down on his intentions to attack the right, and even told offended fans they could feel free to stop listening to his music. "For those who threatened to stop listening to my music based on my comments last night, I just want to say with conviction, go right ahead," he said, grinning like a jackal. Still, it is clear Jelly Roll was stung by the backlash, because by the end of his week in the Kimmel host chair, he was crying on stage and attempting to claim that he is a centrist who sees things wrong with both parties, despite that he never once criticized liberals during his stint as guest host. The backlash was neither small nor isolated. In the immediate aftermath of his disastrous stint on Kimmel's show, Jelly Roll reportedly lost hundreds of thousands of fans who unfollowed him on social media. Reyes later announced that his group replaced Jelly Roll with country singer Coffee Anderson. "Coffee won't just be performing Mr. Red, White and Blue in America is my hometown. He'll close out the annual gala with worship music honoring God," Reyes wrote. Major update on our decision to withdraw the invitation that we sent you at Jelly Roll 615 to perform at this year's second annual Big Blue Bash at Mar-a-Lago. We've selected a true patriot to honor those who serve, to pay tribute to the families of wounded and fallen officers. pic.twitter.com/ERF5LB2I. Blue Lives Matter, at Blue Lives Matter, September 5, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.